Welcome to an audio reading of the first section, the first five pages of virtualbibleacademy.org's Disciple Making One, Abiding in His Word. I'm John Morris, the author of this course, and as much as possible, I'll simply be reading the content of each page. However, as we move into the lessons, some pages, charts, and maps will require a little creativity on my part. Each reading is primarily for your review after you have studied a section or lesson. However, it can be very helpful as a preview so that your studying can be more effective. Follow along in the study book if you choose to, or just listen. Either way is fine. So here we go, the first five pages. Page one is the cover page. Virtual Bible Academy's Disciple Making One, Abiding in His Word, a Systematic Theology. If you abide in my word, Jesus said, if you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Page 2, the foreword. Disciple Making One, Abiding in His Word, deals exclusively with the contents of the 66 books of the Old and New Testaments. It does not present or promote any man-made traditions, practices, or extra-biblical experiences. If you disagree with anything in this course, be a Berean. When the Apostle Paul taught the noble-minded believers in Berea, Acts 17:11 states, they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Be daily examining the Bible for truth. Be a Berean. This course is available at no cost as a complete course or as individual lessons from virtualbibleacademy.org. On that site, you can study online, be taught by video or audio, and print your own free copies. And translation can be permitted upon written request at contact@virtualbibleacademy.org. Christian theology was defined by Thomas Aquinas, Christian theologian and philosopher, who lived 1225 to 1224 AD. He defined it as the study of that which is taught by God, teaches of God, and leads to God, specifically the God of the Bible. The term theology is derived from the Greek theologia, which combines the Greek words theos for God and logia for word. Theology is the study of God's word. Basic Disciple Making One, Abiding in His Word, is a concise, condensed, and streamlined systematic theology. It's a specific and focused type of study and teaching of God's word. This course arranges the Bible's main truths and teaching into a coherent, clear, and understandable framework and foundation for further study. It also includes an overview of the history, chronology, central people, and main geography of the Old and New Testaments. Page 3, how to study this course. Study options, pray, and then choose your option. Study by yourself. This course works fine for self-study. Or study with a study partner, but choose wisely. Iron sharpens iron, Proverbs 27:17. Or study as a group, but choose faithful co-learners, 2 Timothy 2:2. Registration. You do not need to register to study this course. However, we would like to know who you are, where you live, meaning country and city, not street address, and we'd like your email address. That email address will be used exclusively for updates and announcements of other free Bible teaching and evangelism materials, videos, and courses. Printing course materials. This course is 160 PDF pages, and it is free for your printing with restrictions as stated below. A printed copy is preferable for studying. Print the entire course or single lessons from the pages noted on page 5 in the table of contents or from the printing link on virtualbibleacademy.org. Downloading the course materials. The printable text of this course is in PDF format and can be downloaded for free to your device, with restrictions stated below. However, the text of this course works best on a desktop, laptop, or notebook. The text is probably too complex for studying on your phone. Audio and video teaching of this course by the author are available for free. Both formats are available by looking at virtualbibleacademy.org. You can watch them, listen online, or download. Certification is available. Request information by email. And send your questions, comments, and requests for further information by email to us. We'll do our best to answer all your questions and be of any assistance that's possible as quickly as possible. And translation can be permitted upon written request via a detailed email, but it must be on the conditions that the translation be done to high standards, that no doctrinal changes, additions, or deletions be made, that Bible quotations are from an accurate Bible translation, and that the original source from which your translation or any part of it was made is identified as virtualbibleacademy.org and must include the copyright statement from below on this page. That's page 3. You must include that. And you must send a free digital copy of the translated course to us at contact@virtualbibleacademy.org. Restrictions. Redistribution of all or any part of this course included in it is printed and downloadable material, audio and video, translations, all, must be provided for free or at no more than reasonable production and distribution cost. Page 4, meet the author. That's me. There's a letter there. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I have been a true believer in Jesus Christ since I was 10 years old. I have been in full-time ministry since 1974, and I have been married to the wife of my youth for many decades. She, our children, and our grandchildren are all believers. I am pro-church, but promote no specific church or denomination. I believe the 66 books of the Bible, as originally written, are the inerrant, infallible, accurate, unfading, complete Word of God. I take the entire Bible to mean what it says it says. It is the ultimate authority in life and doctrine. My in-person ministry has been in the United States, England, Poland, and Russia. In person, in print, and online, it has touched every continent except Antarctica and has included Bible teaching, evangelism, apologetics, and preaching. It's been in churches, colleges, houses, retreat centers, offices, restaurants, on a mountaintop, on radio, on videos, and extensively now online. I believe that a good teacher lives what he teaches, leading people to ground that he has already occupied. In God's grace and in His mercy, God has made this ministry fruitful and allowed me to be part of it. To God and God alone be the glory. This course was written originally in the 1980s. After teaching it numerous times, it has been updated and expanded. Changes were made to its content to answer student questions and the needs of those students that emerged during teaching. The original process of writing and updating this course was rooted in much prayer and included extensive, but unusual, research. After deciding which subjects to include in this course, I collected many books on every subject. But I didn't read them. I went through every book to find every verse mentioned. Those verses were then arranged in logical order, studied, and organized into the framework of this course. A wide variety of word-for-word Bible translations, Bible dictionaries, Greek and Hebrew lexicons, concordances, respected commentaries, maps, and a variety of other resources were used. This course is not a paraphrase of the writings of others. As far as good scholarship allows, it is an original work, one of my life's main works. Writing this course has changed my life and has changed the lives of others who have studied it, and it can change your life. Jesus said to believers, "If you continue in, abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." John 8, 31 and 32. This course can help enable you to abide in His Word. What you learn from the Bible will give you the sure footing in His truth that only His Word can give. Page 5 is the table of contents. It just lists the foreword, how to study this course, meet the author, these things we just did. Next will be an introduction, And then the readings of 10 lessons, salvation, prayer, Bible study, the Old Testament, the life of Christ, the New Testament, knowing God, God's will, in the body, in the war, and an appendix on teaching others. And then a page of final exhortations. And please note, review questions and answers are the last four pages of the introduction and the last four pages of each of the 10 lessons. This concludes the reading of the first five pages of Disciple Making 1, Abiding in His Word.